Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Richard Golden, date of birth 3/1/1956, date of procedure March 6, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. DO, referring physician is Dr. Myron Fuller. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare and hot snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is FOBG positive stools, index colonoscopy, description, procedure, informed consent, obtained period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible dermissing lesions, such as malignancy, well explained to patient period. Patient brought to endoscopy, so we place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor, anesthesia care period. While liver head elements, video gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and advanced into equation to the second portion of the duodenum period, careful examination made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum stomach, G junction, esophagus period, retroflex, is obtained in the cardio period, or section from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around on left lateral position period. Digirectal exam was normal period. While there be the limbus video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or vasilocecal valve and confluence with cold spray. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascendicolon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descendicolon, signal colon, the rectum period, retroflex, is obtained in the rectum period. Possible bowel prep score is graded as a 6-2-2-2, comma, fair prep period. Patient tolerated the procedure well done. Complications findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal and the esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was irregular at 42 centimeters from bite black, comma, prog C0 1.5, with four tongues of salmon-colored mucosa extending proximally, comma. Biopsies were obtained per the Seattle protocol to in all four quadrants to evaluate for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema with erosions throughout, comma, biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to relate H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb erosions, duodenal bulb and D2 erosions, comma. Comma, this was biopsy for histology and to rule out underlying celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there were numerous greater than 30 polyps total throughout the entirety of the colon. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is greater as a 6, comma 2-2-2, comma fair prep. Next line, please go back to the above statement. There were numerous greater than 30 polyps, all ranging in size. The larger ones range in size from 2 to 3. Centimeters and were pedunculated as well as sessile. Next line. There was three sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. All were approximately 10 millimeters in size. Next line. There was an ascending colon approximately 10 millimeter polyp removed cold snare polypectomy, comma. There were numerous ascending colon polyps that were cold biopsied for evaluation and histology and to rule out any underlying cancer, comma. There were approximately 10, at least 10 larger polyps noted in the ascending colon. Next line. There were three approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was another ascending colon diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were multiple 3 to 4 hepatic flexure, larger 2 to 3 centimeter polyps, cold biopsy for further evaluation. Next line. There was another larger polyp at 40 centimeters from the anal verge that was biopsied per histology, next line, there was an approximate 10 milliliter transverse colon sessile polyp from a coronary polypectomy, next line, there was, another descending colon, large 2 to 3 centimeter polyp at 70 centimeters from the anal verge, biopsy with a Colt biopsy polypectomy, next line. There was a descending colon, diminutive polyp removed with Colt biopsy polypectomy, that was sessile, and an approximately 12 millimeter descending colon, sessile polyp from the Colt snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 descending colon sessile polyps, ranging size from 10 to 13 millimeters, removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another diminutive descending colon sessile polyp from the Colt biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was another larger 2 to 3 centimeter polyp at 35 centimeters from the anal verge, removed with Colt biopsy polyp, Colt biopsied with cold, which was cold biopsied for histology. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow a biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend genetic testing for further evaluation given the 30 plus polyps noted throughout the entirety of the colon, all of which are, most of which are greater than 2 to 3 centimeters in size. Next line, we'll refer to CARE for EMR of the multiple larger polyps, comma, and for second opinion for possible need for surgical evaluation. Next line. Follow up in office for further evaluation. Sorry, follow up in the office as previously scheduled. Thank you.